Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Love Doctor Show Saturday edition. We're very happy to be here with you. Yes, Jimbo and I are looking forward to having a really exciting, informational, and inspirational hour with all of you. So
word up on that, dog.
Yeah. Now, we are pushing the Christmas season here, big time. So we may have very few callers. This happens this time of year.
Don't start saying that.
Well, I'm saying this because only one time in 7 years did we have nobody, not even Facebooker. That happened one time.
Wow, I don't remember that.
And myself, yeah. So I want to remind you all that we are encouraging card to give you your readings this evening. Up for our Facebookers so they can see. If you'd like to join us on that page there, Blog Talkers, please go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, Facebook, and you will see us in action. Also, I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is my preferred method of doing so. Other people, one card, three card, however many cards, that's their preference. So basically I'm using the same layout that we would be using in a session. Now, of course, these are only sample readings. So you're only going to get like a snippet of insight. And it's important that we try and fit in as many people as we can, you know, for the show. So, otherwise, we have a longer reading and that would lay the cards out many times. Turn you over to the man of the hour. That would be Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind all you folks out there in internet land, if you are international, you must let us know so we can give you live international shout outs. Like, we will start right off the bat now. We have folks already here. We have Laura in Canada. We have Ole in Lebanon, and that's it at this point. But as they show up, we shall give more international shout outs. You know, just at the beginning. Anytime you rock it in, we'll let it be known. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. When you do call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is 100% true. Tested it. Everything's groovy. If like she said, Facebook folks, if the calls are light, and you never know. You never know. You just can't tell at the beginning. A lot of people come rolling in later. They look at the clock and go, oh, shoot, I wonder if the show's on. And then they, yeah, you know. So that's the deal. So they'll come, if they don't come rolling in mass numbers and we have gaps in the show, we will turn to you Facebookers.
Yes, we will.
But you must until we tell you to call in. And then when we take a call, and when we say call, we mean messenger. We'll explain it when that time comes. And then when we are doing a messenger call, you can't keep trying to, there's no cue system. You can't call while we're doing a messenger call. And then when we're done, don't assume that you can messenger. Wait until we tell you if they're going to do another one. Because we might go back to the phone line. So just wait for, if you don't hear instructions, that means don't do it. don't do it. That's the rule of thumb. That is the best of the best thing to follow. Getting what did you turn the volume down by chance?
No, go ahead.
Oh, the software locked up.
Oh, you can't see it from a distance, but it's actually very dark brown and red. So, yeah. Yeah, it was time to go for a bit of a more classy look. You know what I mean? Trendy is nice, but when the summer passes, time to change things up a little.
All right, back to when you hear that sound, when you hear that sound, when you're getting your reading, that means your reading is getting done. It's over. Let it go. You got to move on to the next person. So let the harp do that for you. Let it remind you. And plus, that's a harp, and you always imagine angels playing harps. Well, that's going to work out good, because before we move on to the next caller, we're going to give you an angel card tonight. And tonight's flavor of angel cards is the healing angel cards. Very short, nice messages, right to the point. And they are always positive. They are not rebel cards. So things will be good. Things will be good. All right. Okay, let's take a look at what we got going on in the world today. Go away advertisement. It is, of course, still, because it's summer, it's still National Pear Month, I believe it was, wasn't it? Remember, we saw that running the whole... I don't know what an opal apple is, but apparently it's that day. Yeah, it looks yeller. National Pastry Day. International Anti-Crime Day. International Day of Commemoration of the Day of Victims of Crime and Genocide of the French. Describe Jesus Christ. Come up with a better name that's not a paragraph, folks. All right. So, all international. And everything else is the highlights. There's not shit to say. Well, guess what we're going to do, folks? We're opening the floor to Messenger now. Messenger Deborah Lee. At this present moment, we will take the first caller. There's no line, no queue. We're going to be fastest one, man. Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger now. And I shall type it in because some people are not listening. Some people are doing stuff and they're just visualizing it. And then it's vice versa. Some people are like maybe in a kitchen and they're just listening to the show and they're not watching the typing. So we do both. We let you both know. The floor is open. It's not always open. It makes it quick. People probably come ruin the room the shows. And there you go. Your computer down. Just shut the cup. You put it right on top. Of course, then you won't see the chat. But
yeah, I can do it.
Remember, you wait. Different.
Hello.
Everything was good.
Jim, I know.
Oh, do you know? Do
Hi.
You know?
Hi. You look very, very cute. Like you're going to go work out, or you did, or or you just look like it.
She just.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
So tell me. Well, we're doing well.
Remember,
you look amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Well, what would you like me to look at the cards for you about?
Last time you told me about a calling.
Yes.
That you saw in the card that I have a calling and I'd like to know what is it about.
Yes, do you have an idea? Do you feel yourself being drawn to something that you maybe seem so strong, but you don't understand why?
Yeah, I've been thinking of a tunnel in regards to widowhood.
What is that in regards to? Sorry,
widowhood.
Widowhood?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty awesome.
But I've gone through being a widow and stuff. I'm really procrastinating about it.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I really do. Because myself, as a widow, I have felt really kind of overlooked or ignored, or however you want to put it. It's like they know if they invite you to a party or a gathering, you're going to be a little bit of a buzzkill, at least early on. You know, they don't know how to treat you. So, yeah, I think this is wonderful. I'm going to look at the cards for you on that. And you wanted to start a channel?
Yeah.
All right, cards are being drawn. Yeah. They're getting down. A lot of folks, you can actually see it happen. To tell you, but our Blog Talk audience cannot see the cards. Actually, with all the Christmas decorations, you're not seeing much for cards anyway, but you can see her hands flipping and flopping and stuff. So, but it won't be Christmas forever. It won't.
Yeah,
tomorrow's the 10th, double digits already. We're almost in the month. Almost. Getting close to half the month. Getting close to the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice.
What is that? The
20th, 21st, 22nd. You never know what day they
somewhere
pick.
Somewhere around
there. Yeah, somewhere around there. Yes, indeed. Yes, and then the days will start getting longer, and then we'll be on the road to summer where Rachel, who have not... Oh, international shout-out to Rachel. Speak of the devil. There she is.
Well, I've got to tell you, I think that
Australia
has nailed it, that this is what you are being called to do. And it's going to be huge. There's so many widowers and widows that are out there and feel as if they're adrift, because not everybody runs out to get a new one. Some people never get a new one. They have the very best in a partner and try to bless who are widows. I'll come to start it, and you have to all be there. I'd be happy to join you. So just bear in mind, it'll begin a bit slowly, just about like everything does. Nothing immediately takes off, unless you're Taylor Swift, who her era tour made $1 billion. What is with these people making?
That is a world tour.
And you know what my hairdresser said today? I said to her, this girl is charmed. Everything she touches turns gold, and my hairdresser stood back. Oh, my hairdresser
we can move it towards
stood
you too.
Back with her scissors in the air, and she said, and how many homeless people has Little Miss Taylor helped? You know, is she building communities with her newfound $1 billion? I said, boy, you are so right.
But she's obligated to do so, first
she is
of all.
Not, but come on.
And how do you know what she donates to? Have you seen her taxes and seen what she gives to charity?
She's now Time's Person of the Year.
Have you seen her taxes to know what she gives to charity?
Well, no, but you'd think that it would be out there where we could all see that, you know, with like Brad Pitt after a devastating hurricane down in New Orleans. He started building
homes.
McCaffrey
says she's donating hundreds and thousands of dollars every time she goes to the city to their local food banks.
Well, that's very good, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So I stand a bit corrected on that.
Never assume.
But I really
never
think
assume.
Starting this will be the beginning of something big. Okay. If I were you, I would manifest it, and in little ways, start putting it into motion. I think it will happen.
Because I am shuffling, I will play the wonderful sound of hearts. That's a freaking favor here.
Why?
I'll say poo-poo caca. That is really odd. My hotkey is working for some reason.
Well, I have to inform my hairdresser that Miss Taylor is doing a wonderful
job. Well, that's what we want. We want to push the button, and then the next day we want it to do it. Yes, indeed. Who knows what's going on with these computers? All right. Here comes the card. These I have a little bit smaller font, so I should put last one. Subject is peace. No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Just think love and peace will follow. Yay. All right. Let me try this again.
Okay.
I'm just experimenting. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes. Take care,
honey. Thank you for calling. Indeed. All right.
Oh, my pen got taken.
Well, I've never touched any of your stuff. I'm not a taker. All right. We have a call, but
okay.
I must wait because you're busy. I don't know what you're doing. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What? Well, that's about news. All right, here we go. We're to area code 312 in Illinois. 312, welcome to the show.
Welcome, glad to
Hello.
Have you with us.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, you speak.
Hi. Are you speaking to Diana?
Hi, Diana.
Always a little
How cool. are you?
Hi. Trying to be all right.
And what brings you to the show this evening?
It's a lot on my mind. I'm thinking about moving and leaving my husband alone. And I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing, how I'm feeling.
I'm assuming you have great reason for wanting to do so, that you're not taking this life. Yeah, so I will look at this for you right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that we have talked about that before, or have we? I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Maybe there was some issues.
Diana.
Well, she's called us before. I know that. I'm just trying to remember if we talked about this particular subject. I think she's mentioned that things weren't going great.
And I'll tell you, this is a very good use of the cards on situations like this to find out what you're going to be facing.
Cards are going down. All right. Well, all right. Well, see, it's nice. It's almost like an alternate Wednesday today. We did a Facebooker, and now we got our we got Dan from Illinois.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she's not feeling festive, but because obviously things are very serious. So what do you got, Deb?
Yeah, I think it's really important that you do take this step. I don't think you're being heard, Diana. And I don't think what's going on is going to stop in the very near future. I don't think it's going to stop for a very long time. So consider it that you've taken enough. And it's time now for you to empower yourself and take control of your life. And I mean this very sincerely. And you can do it. You will get out there and you will be a survivor. You'll be like the rest of us, warriors who don't sit and just take what we're handed. So, yeah, hon, I think you will in the new year.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, it's ironic. January 4th is the biggest day for filing divorces. Most people wait after the holidays,
You know, what's the significance of that one number, the fourth?
Well,
I guess it's an average statistically. I would, it's probably the first full week Monday after the holidays is what I'm getting. And it depends on what day that falls in on. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so.
Because sometimes I go back to work and it's a short week and the court system is.
You know, this may just be the thing that will shake up your husband. The thing is, though, when trust is lost, it is really hard to get that back.
It's the fact that he's being sneaky. It's like I'm doing everything in my power. Like right now, he's not working. I've been holding all the weight, showing him that I, you know what I'm saying, keeping, make sure I pay the landlord. I was on time, never been late, anything. And it's nothing that he could say that I was doing wrong for him to do these things that he's doing to me.
And this is a man that is not going to treat you right. You have every reason to start stepping, girl, and I mean that, start stepping, and I'm not going to say he isn't capable of change. I like to believe.
Well, at this point for me, I want him to change for somebody else, not for me. I want him to get far out of my life.
Can't make anybody want.
And you walking out that door is going to be really eye-opening for him.
And if it isn't, then it was meant to be, I guess, right? Because
yes.
If that doesn't make somebody change, nothing would at all, ever.
Absolutely. So we're going to hold the space for you here so you can call us again, and we'll all put together our energy and our light for you, Diana, okay?
And that was Murphy's Law. I wasn't trying to interrupt her talking with a harp. I figured, oh, it's going to be a 30-second delay. Nope, that time it was instant. There you go. You can't figure these computer thingamabobbers out right there. All right. Here we go. Here is your angel, healing angel card reading specifically. Subject is faith. Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
That's right. So make this a new start for you in the new year because you deserve it. Okay?
And it's coming fast.
Take care, hon.
New Year's right around the corner, Mayor. All right, well, good luck to you.
Okay,
and we hope
that
you can call back and have a little sunshine in your voice. But
yes.
We understand.
Okay.
Take care,
thank
honey.
You.
Yeah.
All
okay.
right.
Good luck to you.
That's the one that needed confirmation. Already in her heart, but she wants to make sure, as we, you know, anybody should.
Yeah, and it's what a terrible decision to have to make this time of year, but we don't get to choose that.
Big step, yeah.
But I mean, if the timing's right, you gotta, if you feel now is the time, it doesn't matter if what holidays or Christmas, if your gut tells you now is it's coming, then you do it. Sometimes you got to trust, unless you have a pattern. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Have a pattern of trusting the gut, and their gut is misleading to them. But if you don't have that pattern, you should. And your gut has done justice to your decisions before, keep going with it.
I agree.
Yeah, but some people don't, you know. And then you wonder, are they really trusting the gut, or is the brain talking the intuition out? Because you know, what do you remember? You talk about the whole intuitive. It's intuitive carving. It's intuition, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of the official five senses or. Is it part of the sixth sense? Remember, the sixth sense is stuff that's not physical, right?
The sixth?
They always used to thought it was ESP, right? That was back in the 60s and 70s. They said, oh, sixth sense is ESP, right?
Yeah, five sense.
Five are the physical ones, right?
Yeah.
And then that's why the sixth sense.
Are you thinking of that kid in that movie?
Well, do you remember, though, in the 70s, there was a show called The Sixth Sense. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of, it was about that. But everybody, it was automatically ESP. But when you think about it, it's probably broader. It's just a non-physical sense and intuition, right?
Yeah.
The hair standing up on your back, right?
Aren't you Mr. Knowledge this evening? Nice.
Where it's like, I got a feeling this is somebody's about to do something. And it happens. You're like, whoa, look at that shit. Yep. Yeah, feeling indeed. All right, we're going back to Facebooker. Yes, indeed. It's almost like Alternate Wednesday, isn't it? Except we started with Facebook first. Usually we start with calls first. But you know, last Wednesday we didn't do a show, so maybe this is Mother
Rachel,
Nature making things up.
It's actually a dress, but it's a show. I shop for bargains, and this is actually a mini dress, but I do shop the stores where you find the great bargain. Yeah.
I mean, that's just smart nowadays, especially when your women's clothes. Good God, the prices they charge for that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because women will pay it. That's the problem.
Well, they will.
But
and
that's
nobody's
why...
going to see your label unless, like, I noticed that Michael Kors has scarves and...
Yeah, that's ridiculous when they do that. I mean, it's good branding for them.
Leggings.
Way.
I'm wearing the leggings.
I mean, if I had a clothing line or any kind of a line, damn right I'd put out lots of products with my stuff on it, you know? It's like that Tyler Perry. The guy cannot make a show without putting his name in it.
Well, he should.
How else goes on this planet. There's a million other people that
Tyler
do.
Tyler Perry's the parent.
Or whatever. Every show he has, he puts his name in it. It's like, really?
Sure, Catherine, I got you.
Well, I wasn't watching.
All about her finances.
All right. Well, stand by, caller. We are doing a Facebook reading now. And like, and I will let the folks know.
Thank you, Suzanne. Somebody's harassing Suzanne. Did you see that?
But I see it.
I guess calling up pretending they're Simon Cowell.
Hopefully you don't buy into that. If you buy into that, may God have mercy on your soul.
Wait, I started this wrong. I have to get my thoughts together here.
All right. Well, anyway, we're doing a reading, folks, so no messenger calls. And the folks that are waiting on hold, we'll get to you. We got you. Blog Talk is a unique system. I mean, with the people that call in, we'll never really know. But it gives us visuals of the numbers, and we can keep track of who's first and who's not first and stuff like that. So you're not forgotten. I know it's hard. I would never realize calling into shows. I've called into lots of shows, usually sports shows and stuff like that. But you don't know. You don't know if they have a visual or not. You don't know how it's controlled. But now when we do this, at least as far as Blog Talk, we got a feel for it. It's like, oh, okay. So they can keep track and things are in order and you know, no hooks in the line and stuff like that. And that's what we do here. We take them in order, folks.
Well, I'm glad you clarified.
Reward your patience. Well, I called into it. I remember as a kid calling into like the local sports shows in Duluth, Minnesota. So I got in. Yeah.
Calling in?
What was that guy? I can't remember that big sports guy's name that was there.
Yeah, my dad.
God, I can't remember his
shows
name.
With him sometimes. Oh God, it's on the tip of my tongue too.
Yeah, I used to call in. I called in a couple times. Even though I was like 10, 12, 13, 14. I actually got through.
Okay, Catherine. You are bringing expansion into your life by browsing the jobs. One's going to jump out at you, and it's going to be terrific for you. Now, the only thing that's for anybody that I always see as a bit of a deterrent about getting a job is the way our government is set up in terms of helping people financially, you know, with aid, financial aid and all that,
mm-hmm.
places to live, is that they don't give these people enough time to get on their feet before they toss them out, you know, or stop the financial aid.
And a lot of that financial aid is a lot of people are like in the middle ground where they get squat. You're poverty, totally poverty stricken. We're going to help you. It's like, oh, you're not poverty stricken. You're scraping by, but we don't have a program for you, so screw you.
I saw something on the internet. Yeah, I was watching some kind of a live news show, and they were interviewing a woman and said, bring in $100 too much to qualify. It's for like some benefit for someone her age. I didn't pick up if it was Medicare, but it was something, housing. And I'm thinking,
they've got to
do a better job.
It does. But the problem is when you pick a number, somebody's always going to be just on the outside. And if you keep pushing that number, it never stops. That number will get pushed forever. That's the problem. I guess what they should have is some kind of an appeal process, not just automatic. Say, hey, I'm just a little bit over. Here's an appeal. Because if they just automatically say, well, you're close enough, then they go, guess what? Now it's $100 more. Now it's $200. Next thing you know, 5 years later, that bar has been raised so high, they're helping people that really don't need it.
And there's like very little incentive for people to get off of these programs.
No time stamp and no.
So for you, Catherine, yes, you're going to be rising up. This is going to be a great year for you.
A great year.
I really think that you're going to find your way into prosperity. And sometimes it just falls in your lap.
Who are you doing a reading for?
Catherine.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
By you looking at the job ads, you're putting yourself in position to have, you know, abundance come your way.
Yeah.
And right now you might be thinking, oh, yeah, right. And I'm going to get a fairy godmother and, you know, all that stuff. No, it's serendipity of being where you need to be at the right moment.
Yeah, you don't know. You can take the job that sounds the most meaningless there is, and somehow things work all right, and you move right up, and you start running that business sometimes. You just
you
don't
do.
know. You don't know. And there's not, if you take a job and you're like, the job sucks, well, so what? You know what? While you're making, drawing that paycheck, you look for another. Because at least the paycheck's coming, and that's the way I look at it. Now, sometimes if you're on some kind of financial thing, and you take that job, it screws your financial thing. So you get, it's like you said, sometimes the incentive thing is screwed up in the society we live
in. Yeah. It'd be nice if somebody did actually come into power who could, you know, do something.
Yeah. Not that, the folks that have, the folks that are that high up in the political world where they run for the decision-making things, they've done enough backroom deals. They're all crooked. I don't care who you think the best president was or is or whatever. To get to that position, he made lots of deals that were not good deals. They were for power.
Yeah, very true.
It is. Probably the best person for the job will never get there because he doesn't make those kinds of crappy backroom handshake deals under the table crap. That's the world we live in, and we just got to suck it up. But it's better than being a totalitarian government with Hitler and all those crap they had, Mussolini and all those people back in the day. Stalin, he was a freaking mass murdering son of a bitch, but you know, whatever. What are you going to do? Here we go. The subject for her car. First of all, international shout out to Virgia.
Virgia.
In the UK. And I get. All right. I don't know what I did.
You went at the end. Something.
Maybe. All right.
No. I don't.
I don't know. We have to rewind the tape. But anyway, her healing angel card subject is anxiety. We surround you with the healing light of amethyst. Take a deep breath. Breathe in this beautiful violet light. That's my question, what color that is. It's violet. Feel your anxiety melting away. There's nothing to fear. There's only love. Now, I don't know anything about, like, because you have a whole bunch of those things somewhere, those gems.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. If amethyst is really, really good for the and anxiety and stuff, people should probably wear that a lot that have anxiety. You know, you think maybe wear a stone so it hangs around your chest. I don't know. Or put it in your pocket. It doesn't hurt. Nothing can hurt is the way I look at it. If amethyst really has potential powers there. Side comment about that.
Well, you know, there actually is energy and consciousness attached to everything. Like even this desk where this table we're at, I mean, it all has. It's like it's all alive.
That's a theory. Yep, theories are great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phone. The phones we shall go. Gary code 979. Where is 979? Oh, I believe that is Texas. Welcome, 979. Welcome to the show.
Hello, glad to have you with us. And what is your name, please?
It's Gabby.
Gabby.
Wow.
Oh my God. I just thought of
how many
yesterday.
Months has it been?
It's been a while.
Well, you bring us up.
Yeah, how are you?
Bring us up to speed. Where you are, how are things, and what is going on?
I'm fine. I live in Giddings, Texas. I moved out of Stevensville like last Monday. And I'm in a new group home. It's smaller. It's like five girls living with me now instead of 13 girls.
Do you like that? Is it better for you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay, well, that we caught up then. Well, the floor is yours.
I thought maybe you were on restriction.
I didn't know. I thought maybe things just, no, I didn't figure it was bad. I thought it was something maybe a really good thing. Good things happen, you get swept away, you find no time to call sometimes.
Or when things are going great.
That's what I meant. Yeah, good things. She got swept away with goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us, what would you like your reading on?
Well, I have this opportunity to write a TV movie. Like some guy I met on Facebook gave me a deal to do like a TV movie that to finish on February.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm trying to leap it off. And I'm trying to leap it off into a TV series.
Yes.
Yeah, like kind of like those TV movies that were made into TV series. Remember those?
Oh, well, yeah, we do. You do. It was back in the day.
Well, and your question for me
is? What is your question?
Well, the question I have is, will I succeed and get more, like, screen time for my TV writing, or will I get like more exposure?
But it's a different world we live in as far as
yeah.
how you nail these things. I just don't know. How does a Facebook person come across somebody for script writing?
Well, we met through like a Black screenwriter's chat, and he said he needed
okay.
some help, and I was like, okay, I'll help him.
That makes sense then. All right.
Well, I have to tell you.
Excuse me. I got a frog in my throat.
We have a personal friend, you and I.
Do we?
Yeah, she used to be on the show some time ago. And not the one you're thinking of, the other one.
I'm not thinking of anybody. I don't know
okay.
what the hell you're talking about to think of anything.
She was found on Facebook and became...
Is this the documentary person?
No, this is the person that became... I'm trying to think of how to word this.
Became a Rhodes Scholar?
She became...
Streetwalker?
The promoter for a new television show called Dexter. And she got to meet all of those people.
Okay.
She was working with the director. And what made him contact her is that he saw all of the followers she had. And this show was just getting started and had zip for followers. So she got to do that and got to know them. And I thought, oh, how exciting. Especially the Dexter guy. He looks very hot to me in real life.
What about fake life? What does he look like?
I don't know in fake life.
Because
you
differentiated something. He looks like he does on the show.
Dexter the clean murderer. That's right.
Well, it's not necessarily clean. It's that his job is about that kind of stuff, he knows what to hide.
Yes, and I'll tell you, Gabby, absolutely. I think you need to do this. It looks like it could be a winner for you. It really does. So the potential is there. Now, this is what I try to stress to everybody. It's not going to just come riding up on a white charger and knock on your door, you know, like a prince is coming to love you. It's not going to be a job that just, ta-da, you know, or that you win the publisher's clearinghouse or anything. Like, you have to put something in motion.
Typically, the folks that are very successful in that field will tell you nobody just hands them shit. They're working really hard and stuff like that. And they have to push really, you know, and that's the way life is a lot of times, too.
Yeah, even Taylor Swift.
Oh, she's working hard. She has no heart. She has, like, what, like, her personal, I know they publicize her personal life, but that's a very small part of her life. She doesn't have a lot of time for personal shit.
Well, no, her songs might go down the hill because she's not, you know, dumping boyfriends, she's probably getting married.
Yeah, but then she can write, when they get a divorce, she can write divorce songs. That's kind of the same.
Okay,
but back to
you, Gabby. Yes. Now, I can see what you're trying to put together, and I'm not going to talk about it because you don't need somebody else to get this idea. Okay?
Yeah.
We don't know who's listening in. We don't know who's going to watch this in the archives.
That's right.
So,
and that's Facebook-wise, too,
you,
not just Blog Talk.
You are on the money. So, you know, they are really stretching. If you've noticed, how many sequels are we going to have to these movies?
Oh, yeah. People, their imagination's running out, so they'll just pick a movie from the 60s and remake it.
Yes, and they do it over and over.
And then you get a writer, it's like, here's the original script. Tweak it a little bit as much as you can to make it match what people like nowadays. That's really about it.
And so I'm just saying to you,
no imagination.
Keep this to yourself. All right. Somebody else is just an idea, and you can't really trademark an idea. You know, it's like if you open a gas station and it's the greatest gas station, somebody else could come along and open one across the street and be just like you.
Well, that happens a lot. International shout out to Sophia in Sweden.
Sophia.
Oh, you see it a lot. You see it
mm-hmm.
a lot with freaking gas station chains. They're like, oh, you got a place open? I'm going to put mine right here, and I'm going to challenge you. Like, they're having a sword fight, the two gas stations. Like, look at that. Look at doesn't mean shit to you guys, but remember, look at where Wawa located one, right across the street from that Dodge station.
Yeah, and I'm sure Dodge, that was a family-owned operation.
They're not happy, but they're surviving, I'm sure, because they're in the right direction. They are on the right side of the road where 4 billion people drive by on their way to the Navy base, so they're on that side of the road, so that helps them out. Where Wawa's on the people leaving, so they don't get as good business in the morning.
But it happens.
Neither one is failing, yeah. Well, how about, I love, my favorite is, which is so common around here,
what?
Is you get two 7-Elevens across the street from each other. What in the hell is that? I know I guess it's a franchise thing and there's different people that own them, but it's like, really, come on, folks. I know of multiple locations where they are literally across the street from each other. That's just, it doesn't make any sense. But we should not waste Gabby's time because she's, you know, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know that
well,
she is.
Well, you keep going, girl. You got it. Run with it. Take that ball.
Okay.
Wherever you are now, Gabby, it is very quiet. We don't hear the chaos in the background that we have heard.
Girls arguing and, you know.
Yeah, it's very, I wouldn't even know that you were in a public, or not a public place, but I didn't know you were in a place with other folks running around. So
now that we've got you again, please don't be a stranger.
No, okay. Indeed.
All right. Here's your card.
Wow. Well, some of these cards, you know what? Even though it's for somebody else, I pulled it. I'll read it. Subject of your healing angel card is faith. Do not lose faith. Storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more. Or did I just read this to her and I am just on?
Did you?
I could be on some kind of acid trip. I don't even know because it sounds like I just read this to her. But if not, I read it twice. If not, well, either way, that is your card. Do not lose faith. Storm clouds will clear. No, I think that was for Diane. I pulled the same card twice in a row. Oh, what are you doing?
He's too picking up.
Well, I hear from you. Glad you kept us up to date. Yeah, we always, when we don't hear from people for a while, we just wonder. We feel sad.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, I saw the Tyler Perry movie, The Maxine's Baby, with my friend's, like, Amazon Prime discount, like, account. It really inspired me, and I was like, and then after that I watched How to Get Away with Murder, and then I was like, okay, I'm good.
Oh, that's right.
And remember, Shamra Ron is your inspiration.
Who the hell's that?
She's the lady that just out of the blue wrote a.
Oh, is that the Grey's Anatomy shit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sent it in. They said, you know what, let's make this a summer replacement. But the show was so popular that they turned it into an actual, you know, and how many years has it been running? Oh, my God.
Is it still on?
It's like 20.
Is it?
Yeah, and the thing is, Chandra, what she did is then she wrote that other show called How to Get Away with Murder, and then she wrote the one of the fire department. I forget what they call it.
Well, there's a million of those. Is it Chicago Fire or something like that? Or
I'm not sure.
My ass is on fire. What is it? No. What is the hell is it?
It's an actual fire station that occasionally they have Grey's Anatomy connected.
Oh, isn't that Bethel?
Wow.
That's Bethel. Do they play that music? La, 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 la. At the end, do like Grey's Anatomy always does play that music?
I love that. So, Gabby, that is your inspiration. And Tyler Perry, look at him.
You're my inspiration.
I mean, a lot of what he does is stereotypical of black families and people, and his people don't like that.
Well, a couple of them
but
are.
Hey,
he's all over the place.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
He is laughing all the way to the bank, and he is a multi-talented son of gum.
And he's Madea.
Oh, that's
all. Heller.
And a whole bunch of characters, more than one character on the Madea thing. He does a few characters on there, right? He's also the old dude, right?
Oh, yeah, he's that dirty old man.
Well, it's like her husband or somebody, whatever, yeah.
Sorry, Rachel. She's lost.
All right, well, thank you very much. I just put Gabby on, but I did not. We do not hang up on folks.
Well,
they can listen if they want.
I hope that this Christmas is a indication for you just to enjoy and the beauty of Christmas of abundance coming to you. Yeah.
She did hang up. That's right. She can't just hang on the phone forever.
And you know what? You're right, Catherine. Tyler has employed thousands of Georgians. Is that what Georgians?
Well, Atlanta is like the Hollywood Junior.
He moved his studio there because it was better.
Well, yeah,
tax-wise
they've Atlanta got smart. I mean, that used to be not such a great place, but they said, you know what? And people hate that when they make incentives to businesses and give them breaks. Well, you know what? That's going to make the community better. People got to keep bitching. Oh, they're not to pay as many taxes, but you know what? That's going to benefit the community.
And Robin Williams, bless his sweet soul, he used to insist that for the extras, hire like homeless people to be extras on the show, on his movies. And one he did, the one I really loved, and I'm terrible at remembering names, it's the one where, you can't say it any, can you? Titles.
I know a lot of titles. You
so,
just got to.
The World According to Garp.
I never saw that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I heard it, good. I just never saw it. Yeah, I heard it. I know that one. I remember that one. I remember when it came out, but I never saw it. He's done a lot.
You need to get your ass out to watch that on TV.
But the problem is, there's been so many of those types of movies I've never seen. I can't watch them. There's not enough time. I can't watch Fight Club.
Why?
There's just not enough time in this world if I put all these things on the table. You missed all these classics you got to watch. Never watch. What's that freaking one? It's not a classic, but like the hot tub time traveling shit or something. And there was some other drunk.
You're going to have a lot of time to watch these movies.
But here's the deal. If you do that, I already have my own personal list, and a lot of it's stuff I've already seen but I want to watch again.
Dirty movies?
No.
Oh.
No, classics. Like the old 1980, I think it was, the old Excalibur movie. That was great. And all that stuff. I loved all that stuff. The old Planet of the Apes movies from the 70s, Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah.
God damn you all to hell!
Not
at the end.
Remake crap.
Nah, they're not bad, but it's just not the same to me.
Yeah.
Stuff. The Lord of the Rings, all the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies, I love those, especially the Lord of the Rings movies. They were running a marathon today. I was watching it before the show started.
I saw that.
The Fellowship was on. And this morning, I kicked on the Return of the King. So they're running in the loop and all that stuff. I love those.
Oh, Highlander. That was a good one.
There can only be one. That was a great flick. That's what they said. Remember, there's only be one. There were all these people that lived forever chop each other. The only way I can do is decapitate the guy or something. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of really good.
There's a million. Shout out to Louise in the UK. I know you said
hi,
but yeah.
The UK puts out a lot of quality filmmaking, music.
Don't just kiss their ass.
But you got the 2,000 years.
There's a lot of Canada does. Australia puts a lot of stuff out. A lot of countries put a lot of good stuff. India has a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Japan puts out weird stuff.
Japan.
And the French put out stuff that they try to get too artsy-fartsy, and it's like, come on. Quit trying to be the French or their movies. It's not their movies. They're trying to like, come on, you fucking butt sniffers. Stop acting like that. You put your white flags in your pants and just put entertainment out. They're trying to be deep thought-provoking crap all the time. That's where they have like that big big film festival. Is that in Marseille? They have every year or one of those French places.
Cannes,
yeah.
Cannes,
right? Cannes. Yes. Never mind. Our ship? Did we pull in there? We pulled in a bunch of places, and then we have a bunch of ports canceled.
That's a pretty rich place around in there.
Yeah, we went to Monte Carlo too. There, Monaco.
Did you
play?
No,
I didn't play because damn, there are casinos.
Yeah.
I walked around and said, yeah, no.
So, yeah, people.
And you walk downtown, you walk around there, and you see, oh, look at that. That's a Lamborghini dealership. Where the hell do you see a Lamborghini dealership? Not very many places.
Get yourselves to watching The World According to Garp. Some places, it'll break your heart. Other places, you're going to laugh like you've never laughed. And that was a book. You know, that was actually...
It makes sense. It makes sense. You know, some of your best movies have been adapted to the film.
Alexa.
Oh, look at the volume's way down at least for
Alexa.
Some reason. No, it doesn't matter. The volume's so low, don't even mess with Alexa.
To control the video...
Oh, so much for that.
You
thank you, Deb. Thank you.
Alexa app.
Tell her going that night.
And then TV and video to get
started. Just let her do her spiel. She was nice and quiet. Deb had to bring her to life. Yes, indeed. That's I love that tune, Bring Me to Life. Evanescence.
Oh, yes. I love that movie, too.
Which one?
It's The Geisha.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, let's, on that note, let's go to the phones. 541, the internet tells me that's Oregon. 501, welcome to the show.
Hello there. We're glad to have you with us.
Hi. It is Oregon. You're right. Okay. How are you guys?
We're doing great, I think.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Yeah. My name is Anna.
Anna, good to have you with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
To the show.
Yeah, this is my first time listening to you, so I was curious. And I was having a little trouble getting on, but I finally obviously did. And I'm just wondering if you could help me out with some health issues and living situation. I'm living in a assisted living home that is not the best for me, and I'm not sure where to go, and I'm not sure how to get. I'm unable to walk, and I'm needing more help than I'm getting, and I don't want to start going downhill. My legs get infected, and I've been in and out of the hospital several times. And I'm really tired of this.
Having these issues, do you have any family around you?
No, I don't. Other end of the country.
Okay. Oh, so you're handling this on your own. And
yeah.
I have a mother in assisted living, and it has to be a good fit, or it's going to be like what you're experiencing. Not enough help. Not enough people that care. Okay. Now, as far as health issues, the internet gods.
Yeah, true. This is his first time, too.
Yeah, prevent us from giving out any health or legal advice because we don't have the credentials.
Basically, it's a legal disclaimer that we have to give. Deb will look into the best she can, and typically she'll see if the cards give you how you feel the outcome will be, but she's not going to give you like a diagnosis of an MRI or anything like that. And we just have to say that because, you know, some folks, you know, they get some advice or whatnot, and they take it as legal advice that they can actually, you know, this is what it is. But we are glad that you showed up. I know it's your first time. Have you been listening for a little while, or did you just jump in cold? Today.
I was trying to listen, trying to tell if it was live or not, and then I was fishing around in the phone to get to the phone, and I got distracted by somebody selling wigs, of all things.
That is odd.
That is odd. It was a TikTok thing
that
just popped up.
Yeah,
so I found you. I got back to you again.
Well, now you found us. You'll have to visit with us. Play off your card.
Going down. You're a blog talker. You're on the internet radio, so you cannot see the cards, but they are going down. We simultaneously broadcast on Facebook Live, the Second Love Doctor Show. Some people call in and watch us at the same time. Always an option. Always an option.
To do that.
Yeah, that's
yes,
good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cards are down.
Okay. Your cards are indicating very strongly to me that you can get a better placement. Now, what they're saying, have you spoken to those who are in authority about your situation, where you are? Are you being heard? Or are they just trying to play you and be sure? You'll look into it, but they never do.
The owner of the place is the caregiver, so she kind of says, this is the way I've been doing it, and this is how I do it, and yet she has bent her rules for me some. But she can be pretty nasty. She can be, you know, just kind of snippety old school.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's nothing easy about being a caregiver, but but that doesn't mean that they should ever take out on those they're taking care of.
Absolutely not. You don't get into a field if you're not going to give 100%.
Do you have a social worker or a doctor or someone that is in a position of advocating?
Somebody that can champion you.
Pretty much, yeah. Do you have anybody like that?
I don't at this time. I know that my doctor's office, they do have a social worker. I had been signed up with them, and then I told them that I might be changing doctors, so they just discontinued themselves and cut me off without me ever changing doctors.
Oh, yeah. When you realize the business part of the thing.
That's
there.
Absolutely
yep.
true. Well,
Hippocratic oath, my ass.
Exactly. My belief here is, as I'm looking at your situation, is that you're going to be able to get things changed for you to a far better, more personal service. And you deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely
mm-hmm.
do. So but you're going to need somebody that can...
an advocate.
On your behalf.
So if you switch doctors, then get a social worker at their place or
and
go off.
Now,
on the internet, there's some stuff on the internet, right?
Where my mother is, it's an actual assisted living, and there's probably 100 people there, but they also have staff that are doing, oversight, making sure everybody's getting treated right. They have a social worker on staff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find it in-house, I suggest that you try to find it elsewhere. And I know it's a lot to ask of you, with health issues and, all these things on your mind. But there are people out there to help you. And I want you to know, I see a positive upswing with your health, which is my opinion, okay? My own intuitive opinion. This is not a diagnosis or prognosis or anything like that. I'm just saying, you find a better placement, you're going to be better physically, mentally, spiritually, all the way around. Okay, so perhaps you have to even family on the other side of the country, somebody there ought to make these phone calls for you.
I just don't know where to call, there's organizations, there's businesses like a place for mom where they know all the places in the area, and they can help you find a place.
I would call a place for mom. We worked some years ago, and they were absolutely wonderful. And if they don't have resources, somebody, they will direct you. I mean, you need a point of beginning. All right, once you begin, you can follow the trail. And they will refer you. They may even be the ones to help you because they don't ask for a fee place you elsewhere. So
that's nice.
They showed us wonderful places. My mother was interested in moving out here. And so we went on a search through a place for mom.
I sort of kind of remember that.
Yeah. And, they found her great spot. So that's a good spot for like Monday, make a call to them.
Mm-hmm. I had called last week and they didn't call me back, so I will try again. They gave me somebody's name.
See the squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
And a lot of times,
my
go ahead.
My highest wish is to be able to go home, my own home, and it's just kind of sitting there with a friend watering plants and doing things. But whenever I go home, I've had people leave me there. I can't do that. And then the nursing agency that comes leaves me, and then I can't stay at home. I end up back in the hospital and starting all over again. So my dream is to have my own personal physical therapist, my own personal nurse, people that, I have a room that somebody can stay in, do a work exchange, but it's just hard getting people that actually stay and just don't quit in the middle of the week, and just, you know, bummed me out. And I've had the nursing agency literally quit on me, you know.
Finding good help is hard everywhere. But, you know, that's a wonderful avenue for you to look at. I think you're just going to have to make some calls. And that would be your best, don't you think, Jim, the best way to get started?
We have to.
I see a very, very positive outcome for you.
Or if you have really great computer access, you can do, there's a lot of places have contact things if you're not a phone call person. Or people do both, you know,
Yeah. I just have my cell phone.
You just have a cell phone. There's no computer here. Nowadays, that makes it very more challenging.
Well, Jim has a angel card.
I do have a healing angel card. Before we move on, we shall give you I got a single card from a healing angel card deck. We switch the decks every show. Tonight is the healing angel card deck, and these are great because who doesn't want a healing angel? Anyway, this one subject is actually an archangel. It is Archangel Sandalphon. She actually pulled a card from an archangel. I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's a hell of a card to pull. Pardon my print there on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cards are in the deck?
How many cards?
What's that?
I want to know, like, how many cards are in there.
It's a pretty big deck. I think it's bigger than a regular deck of cards, or about the same. It's at least the same as a regular deck of cards. And I shuffle them, and it's the same, you know, I don't know, it's the same, I use the same philosophy sort of as when Deb is getting ready to do her cards. You wait till you get into the person's question, and then you take the card. I shuffle them, and then I always cut them, like I'm in Vegas or some shit. Cut them, and I pull the card and see what we got, you know. It's a big philosophical discussion to have. Is random and chaos and order and all that stuff. How do they all relate to each other?
I hope that you will call us.
Absolutely, thank you so much. And we will be here. We do multiple shows. Our next show is Monday on News for the Soul. So if you want to talk to us Monday, and you can be a frequent flyer. Every show you can call in. We have a lot of people that do. On Monday, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, on Mondays only, you have to go look for News for the Soul to find us. And they will post our show the same day that we're coming up, and it's an hour earlier.
Yeah, and you might want to check with your local government as far as human resources that they have. You know, they have options for you to get started.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of resources out there.
Human services, they're all called different.
There is. Sometimes people are different. It's hard to throw a name out there, a department, because all the health department, city health department, it's all social services.
If you have a religious affiliation, you can turn to them also.
It doesn't hurt because they will know connections. It's finding the person you need. Sometimes it's finding the person who knows you need. That's the key.
Exactly,
Jim. That's the key.
I used to go to Unity Church, but they closed down. The minister is no longer there. They were sharing space with the Jewish temple in Ashland. But they're not there anymore, so that's not a connection for me. I liked it. They were good, but I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't get there.
But you are motivated, so that is a good thing. Keep your motivation going. Keep trying. Do not give up. And those that work really hard at it, eventually you're going to hit that one person probably that's going to like, I got all these contacts. I know exactly how to help you and all this things. And that's going to be like the little guardian angel type person or whatever you want to label them as. Yes. Yes, indeed. We appreciate you calling. We like our regulars. We like our first-time callers, but we like when our first-time callers become regulars. So you can call and call again, please.
Okay. Well, thank you. And
thank
happy
you very much.
Holidays.
To you. Yeah, same to you.
Okay.
Hopefully we hear from you again very soon.
Many blessings.
Okay.
Yes, bye-bye. And to let you know, she's a first-time caller. We do not hang up on folks. We put them back on hold.
So she
so they can continue the only way they can. So we've had a lot of people, when I first started to hang up, I figured they're going to be hung up on. They're like, somebody said, actually, could you not hang up so I could listen to the show? And I thought, whoops, that is a good point. Because our queue does not have a limit, not any limit we've ever seen. And we've had a lot of people on here. So I think it's got a giant limit. And it's another way to listen. It's probably more convenient for people sometimes because their phone, you know, better than. Because you can also go to Blog Talk Radio's website, and there's a million live shows. You can find us on there. And you can listen to it on your computer, on your phone. Well, some people prefer to listen to it when they call in. That just is what it is.
Well, and people can't even call Dr. Phil anymore because he's retired or retiring, I guess.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's been doing it for a billion
years.
Yeah,
yeah. He's
so,
running
know.
A lot of old shows now.
Yeah, and he can do it and get rich.
He really sees something, though.
He is a lot. That's why I don't watch him much because he's very arrogant.
He
probably has to be with some of the people because he's dealing with some really broken people.
Yeah.
So he's probably got to take a little position of authority to him to tell him to shut up. But he's like, oh, can I do my show or something like that? And you know what? I want them to say, no, you can't, you bald-headed asswipe. I'm going to take over your show right now, so shut up. Quit talking to me like I'm some kind of village idiot because that's the way he talks sometimes. He's laughing all the way to the bank, and I'm not. So my all I want, but just my
phone. 1 year is that every single time they tape a show, she's in that audience. You think she'd want to find something else to do?
Yeah, but she milks her businesses on this show. Oh, I have this medic. Got to do.
And the son is has a publishing.
Never,
house.
I don't know anything or never heard, seen, or know nothing about that.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
No, Lisa, she's out partying.
It
in
is
the bars.
Saturday night's all right for a fight,
she
right?
She said she was going, and I think it's good for her. We were talking about this last night, I believe.
Yeah, and I think she's not a night owl, so when she goes out, she's going out early. Even though she's like 2-3 hours behind us. I think she's full West Coast Pacific time. But she is not staying out
she's
typically.
She's 3 hours,
late.
Yeah.
So really, it's only a little after 5 there. But yeah, you know, sometimes they do what they got to do. All right, we open up the floor. I got to do it verbally now. Facebook Messenger now. The show's winding down. The clock is ticking. If you want to get your reading with Deborah, Facebookers, message.
Oh, are we doing a drawing?
Deborah Lee. We didn't. Set up tonight,
but we shall. And thank you for remembering. Let's
do it. Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to be.
You want
to
do it on News for the Soul?
Sure, why not?
It's up to you. It's up to you. It's just that show has such a tight window. But that's your call.
Okay, what happened to the kitten, Rachel? Did you lose another kitty?
She's not the one that lost the other one. That was Michelle.
Oh, that's Michelle. Oh, right. I've confused you with
Michelle.
Right.
Thank you. Pets come and go. It's a very common thing, and it breaks our hearts.
Where did your kitty go?
Yes. Give us background, Rachel. I wish you would have messenger us, but hey, it is what it is. You already started the ball. I mean, everybody know that we're doing a read. I will. Folks, no, we are doing a reading. Do not messenger, not do anything. Rachel has the floor. Rachel in the land down under.
In the land.
I come from a land down under. At least I love that.
What happened to those guys?
It's what happens to anybody. They have some hits, but you can't always make hits for the rest of your life. Some bands are great.
Suzanne, did everything come out all right? I hope so. She was toileting. You need a computer in the toilet.
I don't know. She says, I love you, but I want one for Christmas. So I don't know if she's talking to us or if she's having side conversations. I don't think she said, come home, come along. So she must want a kitten.
You want a kitten?
Well, go buy a damn cat. I mean, go to the shelter if you have one.
They're not that cheap either, but shelter kitten.
Shelter.
Yeah.
You know what? A kitten's a kitten's kitten. You know, they're, you know, it's like a puppy's a puppy's a puppy. They're adorable and they're babies. All right. You got to let us know, Rachel. Come on. Come on. Suzanne, your birthday is Friday.
And you shall.
We are 99.9% going to do a show on Friday, so you will get your birthday reading. Make sure you're there. But you are fate. You are like a super regular. You're always there. So you will get your birthday reading. It doesn't matter if we have a million calls. People that have birthdays will get in the show, and it won't even, we won't make them wait too long. Probably if we have, we'll probably do a call or two first, maybe, or maybe we'll take you first. Probably you first if you're there. Birthday readings are special.
Well, they are.
What are you doing? Okay.
I'm doing for Rachel.
She's going to get a kitten for Christmas? Or just is she going to get one soon?
Oh, you want one.
Well, I recommend anytime I want something, I just go get it.
I think she wants, do you want it as a gift?
Yeah, I'm not
it
sure.
It looks like your son isn't paying attention to this. You know, it's like going over his head. So if you're, sometimes you have to tell men what we want in a very
well, you better pay attention because she's talking to you. No, I don't know about that. Rachel doesn't give a damn about this microphone. Facebook doesn't care about this. This is a blog talk thing.
Do you have shops that can go and look at kitties? We do. You know, we have all kinds of pet paradise and
A pet store. I'm sure everybody on earth has pet stores.
We'll find a way to tell them, gee, you
or
know,
shelters.
It would be so nice to, for me to have a little kitty around here.
Or maybe go get a Tasmanian devil.
Get Catherine. I love it.
Or get that little blue octopus that kills people.
Oh, yeah. We were reading about that. Have you ever seen one, Rachel?
It's like a little couple inches.
And it almost killed some guy. Wasn't he there on vacation?
It was a guy. He was like 18, but technically he's an adult. Yeah, he was collecting seashells to give to like his little niece or something of like 4 or 5.
Well, I really think that if you would get his attention and let him know, I mean, you have a son who would give you the world if you ask for it. So, you know, if you cloned him, boy, you'd be richer than Taylor Swift because he seems like such a good guy. So, I think you mean a baby kitty, not a real baby.
She says deem. I think she means S and D are next to each other. Seen what? Yeah, she was wondering if you ever saw one of those little blue octopuses.
Yeah, they're little. They're really tiny.
A couple inches, and they have an incredible venom. They'll bite, and that's instant paralysis, like death type paralysis if they don't get treated.
Yeah, they paralyze quickly. You, but you don't go unconscious. I remember reading that.
Yeah, but like your vital organs start getting paralyzed if you don't get to the doctor in time. The toxin is very bad.
Yeah.
That's Australia.
Well, Suzanne, that sounds like maybe a feeding disorder or something. I'm just kind of spitballing here.
Well, and you don't know its lineage. Maybe that's its DNA. It's not going to get that big. We don't know. We have a runt. Remember, Katie was a runt.
Yeah.
Or we have a golden retriever, and she didn't get too big. She's not, like, way small, but she's smaller than we expected. All right.
She heard her name.
Yeah, it's true. We don't know who's waiting up there. All right, Rachel, here's your angel card from the Healing Angels. Oh, it's another one from an archangel directly, because that's the subject, Archangel Gabriel.
Well, that's a good archangel.
Yes. You will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear. And you're welcome. She thanked you for the reading.
But, you know, you could always give it to yourself.
You can.
Yeah.
You can indeed. You know, especially if it's a living thing, it can be so beneficial to your health mentally and physically just to have that loving creature that you just adore.
Sure.
And you do them a favor, too, especially if you get, like, a shelter one.
Yeah.
A rescue. Because you know what? We know puppies and dogs are out there banging all the time, and there's little rescue babies all over the place.
Yes.
And they're so adorable.
Then your kitty can start pushing things off shelves.
Yes, start knocking shit down. Yes, I
Isn't
like that.
Crazy they do that.
It is. But you know what? If they do that, you can screw with them and leave a cucumber on the floor.
They're scared of them.
Fake is what I'm waiting to freak. Yeah, it's hilarious.
My God. Or a fake spider. I've seen.
Do they really? They don't like that either?
They fly in the air.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never seen a fake spider one. Okay. Yeah, but some cats tear those things apart, spiders and cockroaches and shit, so that's interesting.
Who do cats?
Well, some of them do, yes, indeed. They pounce on them and rip them to shreds. I guess it depends on the cat.
Yeah.
The show is winding down. I think we got to probably call it because we don't have time to take more folks. We're almost at our 90-minute mark. Do you agree? Do you concur?
I think so.
She concurs. So we should start the ending process, which we have to say goodbye to our blog talkers.
We have to go get some Chinese. Somebody said, oh, who told that it's hard to get good Chinese food in England? Or in the UK, it was.
I don't know.
Hard to believe? Well, there's such.
Probably depends on where you live. Probably in the big city, it probably isn't.
And
if you live in a giant city, and if you like to live in a smaller city, it, you know, you have less to choose from. You know,
well,
I mean,
they have such an influx of from every.
I mean, it's good. I mean, you, if you go up to like big cities like San Francisco,
oh, you're gonna get the
best. And even in Washington D.C., the capital, they have got a whole China Asian district. They're really close to where the where the stadium is, where the Capitals play and the Wizards and stuff. There's
Chinese?
You walk right through. It's a little China place. Oh, big time.
You know you're in a good place.
You're in a good place when all the signs are in Chinese.
Or Mexican.
They have Chinese, and then they'll have like another little, sometimes, not always, sometimes they'll have like an English.
If English is clearly a second language.
Night Laura. I forgot I did give her an international show. She's been here the entire time. Well, hey, good night, Laura. Thank you for hanging with us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We'll be back. I'm going to say good night to blog talkers for you Facebookers.
And you still haven't gotten Dire Straits back on there.
Well, you know, there's only so many hours in a day.
I love that music.
Yeah, well, you're the one that made me switch.
No, I didn't mean like till the second coming. Oh, Laura.
Good night, sweetheart.